The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 29th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend, a lot of fun stuff going on. I know I did. That's why we did not record on Sunday night. We're here Monday morning to break down your eight-game morning slate to get you popping back into the week of action here for MLB DFS. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord, and also get the podcast rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. That would be much appreciated. And if you watched it on the old YouTube, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section. That'd be awesome as well. We'll get you in and out here on this Monday. Eight-game slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, so about 30 minutes earlier than usual. Just keep that in mind. Your totals on this slate: Dodgers, Marlins, 7. Cardinals, Reds, 9.5. Great America Small Park should be popping with Chase Anderson getting called up by the Reds. Oh, boy, Cardinals stack. Cubs, Blue Jays, total of 9. Should be another fun one there, too. Red Sox, Twins, 8.5. Yankees, Angels, 8. Phillies, D-backs, 8.5. Padres, Giants, 7.5. So, fun slate. Looks like we have a couple key spots to target here. Let's go pitching as usual. Carlos Rodon leads the way at 10-9 at home against the San Diego Padres, a scuffling Padres team of late. But if also a Padres team that strikes out only 21% of the time versus lefties with a 270 average, 129 ISO, and 108 WRC+. Like I say, every time with Rodon, he's a great option if he's striking guys out. Put up 35 points last time against Detroit, 30-plus against Arizona. He's great. He's got 30-plus in three of his last five starts. The dude's good. He's got a great floor, 17-plus points, a lot of strikeout upside. It is the Padres. They can hit lefties well, but it's mainly Machado right now, sprinkling in a couple other, maybe a Myers runs into one, or you know, Kim does something, but it's mainly Machado. You got Bell, you got Soto, but if you want to use Rodon at 10-9, you totally can. It's a really good play. I want to save money and go 10-4 to Burns. Burns has been struggling, got destroyed by the Dodgers, but that was the Dodgers. We told you not to play him against the Dodgers. His last two starts have been against the Dodgers. It was a perfect storm for a disaster. He's been great in his previous starts. He's a beast. He's 10-4, and more importantly, he faces the Pittsburgh Pirates. So that is a big, big thing on this one. 24% K rate, 221 average, 109 ISO, 74 WRC plus versus righties over the past month. So Burns definitely leads the way at 10-4. If you want to go Rodon and pay up, maybe he comes in much lower owned because of Burns. That would make a ton of sense. But for me right now, I'm going Burns. But Rodon is totally fine. Now, if you want to save some cash, we can on this slate because we don't want to load up on bats. You got Ranger Suarez coming off a bit of a dud against Cincinnati. But again, second straight start against Cincinnati. I've talked about this many times on this show, Bench with Bubba, and other shows. You see a team back-to-back starts, it's not always the easiest to get things done. That's just common sense. And Cincinnati got to him a bit. But Suarez has been great. The pitch mix has changed. Talked about it on Bubba in the Bloom last week. He's been a much improved pitcher since the All-Star break. And now you get an Arizona Diamondbacks team striking out 24% of the time with lefties, hitting 203 with a .049 ISO and 54 WRC+. That's a nice way of saying they stink versus left-handed pitching. So Rangers Suarez, 88, is a very good price point. I'm guessing he puts up 15-plus, so he should, on paper, bring a good floor with like a 25-plus ceiling if he really starts clicking. So Ranger at 88 is someone I am interested in. And then you go cheaper than that. And Barrios is always a GPP play. Like, he put up 18 points last time, 30 the time before that, but then minus 12, minus 5, 27. So that makes him 100% a GPP play, especially at home against the Chicago Cubs. a Cubs team that strikes out 24% of the time versus righties hitting 228 with a 90 WRC plus. It's always risky with Berríos. He's been better at home this year, much better at home this year. So I think Berríos at 76 is another value. You could pair up there with Ranger Suarez if you don't want to go all the way to the top or just want to pair one with the top. That's an option. Frankie Montas, I'm ready to buy back in on. Really good start against the Mets his last time out. It was much, made me feel a little better about Frankie Montas. There's still concerns. There's no sugarcoating that. It's been a rough go for Frankie of late, but he's $7,200 and he's at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So on this slate, you get an, against Angels team striking out 26% of the time versus rides, the 90 WRC plus. You know, he gets at his price point, Frankie's got some upside at 72. If you go below 7K, though, not great. Like if you have to, Brian Bello at $5,600 threw a really good one the last time out, 5 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks against Toronto. That was, he got called back up after spending a couple starts in the minor, maybe got his head right. He gets to face Minnesota in this matchup. A Twins team striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties. So Bello at 56 is not a bad punt. Assad made his debut his last time out. Went 4 shutout. Good start, but I'm not going there against Toronto. So it'd be Bello if you need a punt. But you got Rodon and Burns up top. I like Burns over Rodon, but both great plays. And if Rodon's like super low owned compared to Burns, I can see the pivot 100%. Or you just say, screw it, I'm taking Ranger Suarez at 88. You got Berríos at 76, Montas at 72, and Bello at 56, and just get all the bats you want. All the bats on this slate. Speaking of bats, let's get cracking. Catcher's position for you on this 8-game Monday slate. Realmuto is fuego, straight fuego. He's $5,700, which is crazy expensive considering they're in Arizona, a pitcher's ballpark, but he's that good, and he faces Mad Bum. So if you're paying up, Realmuto is a great pay-up spot, and most won't pay up for catchers, so keep that in mind as well. But good start there for Realmuto. But cheaper plays, if Stubbs is in the Philadelphia lineup, he's $3,800. Don't mind that. Austin Nola, not using that. But Carson Kelly, if you are not using Ranger Suarez, Carson Kelly at 37. Omar Narvaez is a good punt play at 3K versus Eichhoff. I'll be definitely attacking Eichhoff with some Brew Crew bats on tonight's slate. Joey Bart, I'm going to keep going there. He's $2,600 for his Clev dog. That's a good value as well. And then, you know, if Caratini gets a start for Milwaukee instead of Narvaez, he's $2,100. And Andrew Kisner of St. Louis is only 2K, and he's hitting very well when he gets the start over Yadier Molina. So that'd be a phenomenal punt if he checks lineup as well. First base position, you can always go Shohei, but give me some Goldie and Great American Small Park versus Chase Anderson at $6,200. That is phenomenal. Freddie Freeman at 55 versus Pablo Lopez. It's been bad. Lopez has been scuffling a bit. So if you don't want to pay all the way up to Goldie, Freeman is in play for you if you so choose. Anthony Rizzo at 52 hits lefties just fine, so don't be scared of that. But Rhys Hoskins at 5K versus Mad Bum. Love this Phillies game tonight. I won't be the only one, though. Again, if you're fading Ranger Suarez, Christian Walker at 45. Like, I keep laughing. I think it was Friday night. The D-backs went nuts, and this is why I've been targeting them. And they went off against Cueto or whatever. This is what we do, folks. Like, just keep to the program, and it works out pretty well. If you're not using the punt, Bayo, you got Miranda at $3,600, and you also got Rowdy Tellez at 39 versus Eichhoff. That's a good value with Tellez. I would not be shocked if Tellez finds the seats tonight against Eichhoff and company in Milwaukee. So keep him on your radar.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Other than that, like Garrett Cooper could be a punt. Colin Moran's not a bad punt versus Mikolas. I like Mikolas, but it's Great American Small Park. Moran's got the ability to even double dong at times. He's 2K versus Mikolas. That could be a decent, just like full YOLO punt. And the other one I'll mention, as I just saw him a second ago, Franchy Cordero at 2K is outstanding. I wrote him up recently in an article for Waiver Wires. He's a big power bat. We know that. But since he's got recalled on the 21st, he's hit safely in five of six games with four home runs. So it's boom or bust, but it's a lot more boom than bust, especially for $2,000. And that's what we talk about. When we're looking for value, we want those boom plays. Because if it's a bust, it's a bust, but he's 2K. So Franchi Cordero against Dylan Bundy, he's first base outfield eligible. Phenomenal punt. There's some value on this slate already that if you want to just go Burns and Rodon, knock yourself out. I'm not saying that that's the best way to go about it, but it's an option. You don't have to, is what I'm trying to say. Second base position for you, Drury is okay, but Josh Rojas versus Suarez is an interesting play. Trevor Story's back from the IL. He's $4,800 against Dylan Bundy, so Boston, maybe they'll start waking up. You got Jonathan India and Great American Small Park at $4,500. That's one I can look to as well. Cheaper plays, though, Gene Segura at 42 is a very good look there. Luis Rengifo, if you're not using Montas, Rengifo to two-run bomb on Sunday. He's $4,100 versus Montas. He's in play for you as well. Below 4K though, like Luis Urias of Milwaukee, if he's in the lineup and you're stacking Milwaukee at 35, I love the Colton Wong price. $3,100 is crazy cheap for Colton Wong against Eichhoff of all people. He went 3-for-5 with a dong on Sunday, went deep again on Saturday. So Wong might be heating up again. Great matchup for Eichhoff for $3,100. That's a great value as well. Cheaper plays below 3K. You got Santiago Espinal for Toronto at 2,900. Christian Arroyo for Boston at 25. Got to watch his playing time now with everyone coming back, unfortunately, but he was playing very, very well. So check on all that. Third base position for you, Machado, 59 is a good tournament play because he does hit lefties well. Don't mind Devers at 58 versus Bundy and Arenado at 56 versus Chase Anderson. I prefer Arenado out of those two. And then don't forget Matt Chapman in tournaments, but Arenado and Devers by far and away the top two pay-up spots at the third base position. If you're stacking Philadelphia, Alec Bohm at 44 versus Mad Bum is worth a look. Mentioned Rengifo earlier, below 4K now. You know, Kyle Farmer, if you're going full Cincinnati stack at 37, I can see it. You don't have to, but I can see it. If Chase Peterson somehow cracks the Milwaukee lineup, he's third base outfield eligible at 33. That's a good spot versus Eichhoff as well. Emmanuel Rivera, my dog from Arizona, is 2,700. If you're feeling frisky and fading Ranger Suarez, not a must as again, but he is super, super cheap. And I think that's about it at the position. Shortstop position for you here. You got Trey Turner at 61, always a good play. Boba Shett's up to 54. Bogarts, all really good. Even Adames will probably get overlooked because we usually use Adames as versus lefties compared to righties, but he's worth a look as well at 4,900. Low 4Ks. You got Tommy Edmonds went deep on Sunday. Second base shortstop eligible at 4,100. If you need to go there, you can. Paul DeJong at 39 in Great American Small Park is a sneaky tournament play because most will not play him in their St. Louis stack. So that's a good spot for Paul DeJong at 3,900 and a really, really good matchup there. So keep an eye on him. And as usual, not a ton of shortstop value. Outfield on this slate, you got Mookie Betts at 65, just a beast mode. Aaron Judge is totally fine as well, as usual. I mentioned Otani. Schwarbaum's lefty-lefty could be a nice contrarian angle. But Betts and Judge, they're expensive for a reason. They're freaking amazing plays. Bryce Harper's back. He's 5,600 versus Bumgarner. I like that as well. You got Big Giancarlo versus Suarez at 52. So those are options for you. Tyler O'Neill, another kind of contrarian St. Louis stack. He's not like crushing it right now, so most people overlook him. He's 4,800 versus Chase Anderson. Tommy Pham's been swinging it much better with Boston. He's 4,700 as well. Some other plays getting to the low 4Ks now. Nick Castellanos versus Mad Bum at 43 is a very nice play. Casty hasn't had the best of year, but we know he hits lefties. We know Mad Bum sucks. So Casty at 43 is a very intriguing option for you. Christian Yelich at $4,100. It's been a rough go for Christian Yelich, but 4,100 versus Eichhoff. He's coming off back-to-back 24-plus point games. He's gone back-to-back dong games. So Yelich at 41 is a nice look for you. Going below 4K now, you got Bellinger in a tournament versus Pablo Lopez. Don't hate it. Not a much, but don't hate it. McCutcheon at 37 versus Eichhoff in your Milwaukee stacks. 100% on that. Joey Gallo in tournaments at 34 against Lopez is interesting. Mentioned Jace Peterson earlier for the Milwaukee's third base outfield eligible at 33. Brendan Donovan, good piece of St. Louis stack, third base outfield at $3,200, hitting towards the top of that order most likely. A left-handed bat there versus Chase Anderson in Great American Small Park. Lars Newt Barr still too cheap, 3K leading off. Like lock him in, your lineups. Lock Newt Barr into your lineups, please. That's one I want you to do. The Franamil at 3K tournament valuable always. Jake Fraley, if you're fading Mikolas at $2,800, that's a good. Like, I don't love to fade Mikolas usually, but give me Great American Small Park, give me some value. There's much more appeal in those kind of scenarios. It's all kind of game theory type situations, maximizing your upside. But Corey Dickerson's been really swinging it well. He's $2,200 versus Chase Anderson. That's a great value as well. We're going to get to the fun one that I can't wait to see the ownership on tonight in a minute. There he is. Corbin Carroll of the Arizona Diamondbacks is getting called up. One of the best prospects in baseball, power, speed, batting average, does it all. He's 2K tonight versus Ranger Suarez. Looking forward to seeing the ownership on that one, but he's not a must. Great ball player, debut. You never know. He might go bananas. He might go over 4Ks and be overwhelmed. It all happens, but it is Corbin Carroll's debut, and I would feel wrong if I didn't mention him at $2,000. All right, recapping your pitching, you got Rodon and Burns up top. I'm going to take Burns over Rodon, but both great plays. Zero problem with either one of them. But if you just want to save money at pitching to get all the bats, which you might need because Philly is expensive. So you got Ranger Suarez at 88, 100% on board with that. Barrios at 76, Montas at 72, and Mr. Bayo at 56. You got some good options there. If you're stacking it up, St. Louis is one of my favorite stacks on this slate. It's them in Philadelphia, basically. So the Cards versus Anderson. Don't mind the Reds, though, versus Mikolas if you want to get a little different. The Dodgers are contrarian just because Pablo's been struggling, but there's better ballparks, better matchups. So if you're doing like big tournaments, sure. If you're doing like single entries and stuff, you don't have to do that. Toronto will be interesting versus Saad and that Cubs bullpen, but still St. Louis and Philly is where I'm planting my flag. Boston versus Minnesota would be kind of my third one, I think. Boston, because I think people might go to the Dodgers, might go to Toronto. Maybe we'll get some lower on Boston. It's Dylan Bundy. I think that's got some appeal. Milwaukee as well. So Milwaukee and Boston fighting for my third favorite stack. But it's St. Louis. It's Philadelphia. Those are my top two. And then Boston and Milwaukee kind of following in line on those ones is where I'm looking to plant the deal. And, yeah, Rich B is in the chat right now saying pitching is so suspect today. It is. That's why I'm kind of like – there's two ways to look at that. It's pay up for pitching, get the guys you know that have the better floor. If since pitching so suspect, there should be tons of guys hitting today. Or you just punt it and hope, you know, you get 15 plus from these cheaper guys and get all the expensive bats to hopefully go yard. That's the crazy thing about it. That's the fun thing about it. There's many ways to build a lineup. I think for now I'm kind of leaning playing for a couple cheaper pitchers and going with the big bats, but I mentioned a ton of value like Newt Barr at 3K. I mentioned some 2K guys, even Colton Wong at 31. Like there's tons of value on this slate. You don't have to pay for an Aaron Judge. You don't have to on this slate. Like there's tons and tons of value. Maybe pay up at like shortstop as usual. Maybe go get Realmuto because people won't pay that kind of price. That's what makes it fun. But if you got questions like that, I'm on Twitter at BD Hendrick. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the podcast a rate review on iTunes and Spotify. If you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, share it, leave a comment, all that great stuff. But I appreciate you guys. I'll be back with you guys hopefully Monday night for your Tuesday preview, but I'll have it no matter what for you on Tuesday. You guys have a good one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 29th edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.